Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Have you ever heard of affirmations? I'm a great believer in asking ourselves better questions. And with affirmations, we do just that. Let's explore them together. Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. The BBC interview went amazing. Jenny is an amazing host, so generous and so kind. She even asked about a book and offered to help me out in getting a TED talk there in Guernsey. I was very nervous in the beginning, but hearing the songs and knowing that some of you are there listening made me feel much more comfortable. Of course, I also used gratitude to help me out with this and to use those emotions in a positive way, like being grateful for the opportunity of speaking on the radio to so many people. It's something that I've learned in the interview with CEO of 6Seconds, the world's largest emotional intelligence organization, Joshua Friedman. Was so helpful and so professional. We ask ourselves questions all the time, whether we realize it or not. And unfortunately, those questions aren't always positive. We sometimes ask ourselves, why me? Why is this happening to me? When we ask these kinds of questions, our brain is looking for answers. Why is this happening to me can lead to because I'm, I don't know. There's always an answer that the brain finds. And the sad thing about this is that it reinforces that reality. Because in the future we will think, of course life is unfair because I'm too short. Of course I'm not happy. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. You might have heard people saying that. And I really don't want this to happen to you as well. So one thing that's really helpful with this is using affirmations. They are basically the opposite of those questions. They were developed by Noah St. John. And they are and were endorsed by people like Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, John Assaraf, John Lee Dumas, who is also a guest of the Gratitude Podcast, Dr. Joe Vitale. Many people have used it with great results, and I thought that it might be interesting to use them for gratitude as well, or at least for making sure that we spend more time on better questions instead of those questions that lead to more stress, anxiety, or depression. So how would some affirmations for weight loss sound? Here are a few examples. Why am I so good at losing weight? Why am I getting better at eating healthy? Why are these pants getting looser? If you think about this question, why am I so good at losing weight? it already puts you in a frame of mind where everything is possible, or at least this thing is certain. The fact that you are good at losing weight, it's just that your brain needs to find out why you are so good at this. And be sure that your brain will definitely find reasons why you are good at losing weight. Even though it feels weird in the beginning, it still feels so much better than asking yourself, why am I never able to lose weight, right? So why are you feeling so grateful? Why are you able to cultivate an attitude of gratitude? Why are you so good at keeping the habit of writing in your gratitude journal? Why are you such a grateful person? Why are you so good at expressing gratitude? Why are you so good at receiving appreciation and praise? Think about it and feel free to re-listen to these questions, to these affirmations. Or you can create some of your own. Since you're already asking questions, ask some great ones. Some questions that empower you and help you live a much more fulfilling life. This has been Giorgio Penta. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to check out the interview that I did for BBC Radio, you can go to bbc.co.uk/Guernsey or visit the link in the description. Once there, skip to minute 5 and you will enjoy a great short interview with an amazing host. It was really a wonderful experience and I'm really happy to be able to share it with you.